Middle school girlfriend.
Sitting here in earth science class, waiting for the time to pass, waiting on puberty and the lunch bell. Three seats in front of me sits Beverly.
Nothing special.
But one seat to the left of her is Heather. Heather. My dream girl since sixth grade.
Sure, that was only last year.
But a lot can happen in a year, like losing the perm and getting some bangs, making the cheerleading squad and developing other things
like that beautiful smile. I wish she was my
middle school girlfriend. What I wouldn't do to see her in her headgear in the moonlight. If she only knew that I existed, she couldn't resist this dude. That's right, I'm a dude. Just look at my mustache.
You're gonna have to get a little bit closer. See it? Right in there. You know what? I'm just gonna call her. I'm gonna pick up the phone and I'm gonna call her. 893-3307.
Together, we got a unique bond that nobody can sever. Even though I haven't really talked to her since that night on the phone.
Night on the phone.
And I know she still remembers every word I said. That's what she's thinking when she's perched up on that pyramid, saying,
"Go, go Eagles! You can do it! Shoot two!
Best friend's coming over to deliver a message, 'cause she can't leave her seat even during a scrimmage.
Hey, Margaret.
It's Zach, right?
Yeah.
Heather wanted me to come over and tell you that she thought you were someone else the other night on the phone, and she's really weirded out by the way you've been staring at her the whole first half, and she wanted me to tell you to stop.
She used to be my middle school girlfriend. I never got to see her in her headgear in the moonlight. If she only knew what she was missing, that she was dissing the future president of the Math Olympiad Club. That's me. Single and free.
Oh, I think that was it. I think I just went through puberty.